ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God. And our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Amen and amen. Amen. So we start a new series this month, the Honor Code series. But as we start, today is our Thanksgiving Day. And I think I want to lay the foundation of the Honor Code, but with emphasis on Thanksgiving. When we talk about Honor Codes, what we are trying to say, there are those things which are crucial to our faith walk. A lot of the times, people are beginning, or rather, a lot of the time, people wonder, what is Christianity? What is the impact of Christianity upon our families, upon our communities, upon our nations? And I just feel a sense of responsibility that let's explore the honor codes of the kingdom. Let's see how we can apply it to our lives. And let's see how the same application can affect our society positively. One of the things that God has placed in our heart to do is to raise men and women who will be role models, who will be influencers, who will be trailblazers in our society. And one of the things that you use is the Word of God, which is basically what we use. And so how do we translate this word? How does it affect us as individuals? How does it affect our families? How does it affect the workspace? So there are kingdom principles. So I believe by the grace of God this morning, we will explore those kingdom principles. And if we can just grab them or grasp them, number one, what it does is that it builds confidence into you as an individual who is a believer in Christ. And then it helps you or it strengthens your faith walk. And then you begin to see things from a kingdom perspective. And then as we begin to apply them, the kingdom of this world, just like the Bible says, will become the kingdom of our God, and we will see him reigning in every sphere of life. Praise the Lord. So this month, these teachings are crucial to our faith walk. And what is honor codes? Basically, they are ethical principles governing communities. They are based on ideals which define behaviors. So, ethical codes, and we will agree when we relate that to the kingdom of God, the word of God, the rulership of God, the dominion of God, governing our community, governing our families, and we can see a result. But let's just zero it down to Thanksgiving this morning. Psalm 150. It's a very popular psalm, but I want to read those 6 verses to us as we start out on this new foundation this morning. Psalm 150, it says, praise the Lord. Say, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flute. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbal or crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And he said, praise ye the Lord. God placed honor on his creation. God placed honor on his creation. To honor means to esteem. It means to prize high. It means to fix a valuation on something. It means to give weight. It means to grant a person respect or authority. So the word honor means to esteem, to prize high, to fix evaluation on, to give weight or credence to something, to grant a person respect or authority. Honor is a character issue, and it is foundation to every other life issues. So where we read this morning, the psalmist started by saying, praise the Lord. Let us all learn to put honor on God. You probably, if you are conversant with the book of Proverbs, you probably read these three words all through. Honor the Lord. In other words, respect the Lord. In other words, give priority to the Lord. In other words, give credence to God. I'm sure that, without any doubt, no one among us in this room can give life. So, when we honor God, for example, we are giving credence to Him that is the owner of our lives. When we honor God, we are giving Him the respect, the reverence. Another word you probably read as often as you can in the Bible is the word fear of the Lord. It's the same word. Honor is the same word. Fear is the same word. Reverence is the same word. Giving respect to. So, to honor means to esteem or prize high. The question that I want to ask as we proceed in this series of teaching is simple. Where is the honor of God in your life as a believer? Where is the honor of God? Where? We need to ask that ourselves. Every one of us in this room, we need to continually ask ourselves, because it informs every other thing that we do. That is the basis of our existence. That is the basis of our actions. That is the basis of our attitude. As a matter of fact, that is the basis of our relationship with God. And then that is the basis of our relationship with other people. When we learn to give credence to God, then we know when it comes to other people who are created in the image of God, it will inform our disposition. Praise the Lord. So I'm trusting for the spirit of wisdom and understanding. So the psalmist said, praise the Lord. But verse 1 talks about something. He said, praise God in his sanctuary. The word sanctuary means temple. The word sanctuary means dwelling place. And you and I know that we're fine technically to help our faith. We say God is here. But actually, where God is, he is in his temple. And who is the temple of the Lord? You and I, who are believers in Christ, we are the temple of God. So what Bible is literally saying, we should honor God in his temple. Honor God with our lives. We should give him his space in our lives. We should, if indeed we say, for example, he's our Savior, he's our Lord, we should give him that place in us. So, honor is the DNA of the Christian life. Honor is the DNA of the Christian life. Honoring God is a character issue. Honor is an internal attitude of respect, courtesy, reverence, and value for God. Honor is an internal attitude of respect, courtesy, reverence, and value for God. Honor cannot be confused with outward dispositions. Honor is basically an inward attitude of the heart expressed in words, attitudes, and actions. I know generally Africans, we have a culture of respect, which sometimes we show outwardly. So, for example, if you meet an elderly person, in most of our African culture, there is a disposition in terms of speaking to someone who is elderly, yes or no? So, but hey, you and I will agree that that disposition is largely informed by the way you see that person in your heart. So, honor is an internal attitude. It's an ornament of character. So when I say Jesus is my Lord, I'm saying I honor him with my life. In other words, it becomes the priority when it comes to decision making for me as an individual. Honoring God means I defer to him. Honoring God means I respect him. Whether God is physically present or not, when I honor someone, just like we do in most of our African culture, even sometimes in some homes, respect is so great that there is maybe a space where the father of the house sits. That's how people can take this respect. People will rather not sit on that seat if the man is not physically present. Am I talking this morning? So, God is not physically present, but where is the place of his honor in our heart, in our lives? That's the starting point. So, Simon said, praise God in his sanctuary. Why? We can see the mighty heavens. We can see the heart of his power. We can see his surpassing greatness. Praise him with a disposition. He said, with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flute. It's not because we can see him. We can see his works. We can see his greatness. We can see his awesomeness. We can see the work of his creation. We are not praising him because of what he has given us. We are praising him because of who he is, what he stands to represent. He's awesome in power. He's awesome in greatness. He's awesome in holiness. He's awesome in dominion and power. So we choose to praise him because of who he is to us. And I'm so glad by what he said in verse 6. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath honor the Lord. Let everything that has breath give respect to God. Let everything that has breath give him his due place. Let everything that has breath, hey, price him high. Fix a valuation on him. Give weight to his power. Grant his person his due respect. So when we choose to honor, it means we are placing a high value, which is manifesting in our words and actions. It means we are showing preference to him. We can see his works. We can see his greatness. We can see his awesome power. We can see the works of his creation. We can see fellow human beings. We can talk. We can hear. We can see. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So honor is synonymous with respect. Just laying this foundation, we will build on it in weeks to come. It's synonymous with respect. It's synonymous with reverence. It's synonymous with esteem. It's synonymous with value that we bestow. So true honor is an inward attitude of our hearts, which manifests in outward expressions. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible established a principle for us. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Proverbs 15, verse 33. Proverbs 15, verse 33. It says, the fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor. In other words, the word humility, the word has to do with deference, the attitude of the heart, the esteem of the heart. So real honor is rooted in the fear of the Lord. Real honor begins with reverence for the Lord and his word. I ask the question again, where is the place of God's honor in your life? What is your attitude, your inward attitude towards the Lord, towards his word, which informs the way you carry yourself, the way you look at him in the midst of life issues? Honor the Lord. That's a command. It's not an advice. Because in the honor that we give to the Lord, that is where wisdom lies. That is where knowledge lies. So we begin this month by reminding ourselves of this kingdom honor code. Honor in life begins with our reverential respect for our God. And it manifests in our act of worship. It manifests in our gratitude. It manifests in our praise. It manifests in our adoration. What goes on in our heart when things are not working in life? It's a reflection of honor. If I complain when things are not working, it shows how much I esteem God in my life issues. If the first thing that comes out of my mouth when I'm faced with challenges is complaints, it's an attitude of honor. Because the same God who has done things in the time past is still committed to me even when things are not working. It's an attitude of our heart. Honor the Lord because that is what is due to him. And this honor, this kind of honor or this kind of code cannot work without love. At the root of honor is the love of God. God loves us. If there is any message I want to keep reminding everyone, is the fact that you need to settle in your heart that God loves you as an individual. He loves you. It does not matter the challenges of the moment. God loves you. Thank you for affirming that. God loves you. And you need to be settled in that. You know, there are those things which has formed the template of my own life. Number one, God loves you. He loves me as an individual. You know, there is the general love. He loves the world that he gave. But God loves you as an individual. Secondly, he has a plan for your life. You are not just here to mark time. You are not just here to add to the population. You are not just here as a parasite on this environment. God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And then thirdly, God has put within you gift and talent. God has put within you. So you are not useless. You know, a lot of the times, because we don't see this kind of honor, we are not perfected in it, we speak down on ourselves. But no, God loves you. In spite of your mistakes, he loves you. He watches over you. He loves you and watches over you affectionately. God is concerned by the issues of your life. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, for you to understand how this love, he said, he counts the number of your hair, such that even when one drops off, when you are combing your hair, he's aware of it. That's how much his love is. It cannot be matched by anything. God loves you. And the Bible says, even while we were yet sinner, God's love has been shared abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. He has put within you gifts and talent. And then fourthly, God has programmed you to be a blessing to your generation. That's a honor. That's a honor. God put honor on his creations. That's why he said, for God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not die or will not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, for God so loved, he said, God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through him. So he loves you. He has a plan for your life. He puts within you gifts and talents. And then he also positions you to be a blessing to your generation. And the 15, he has also put power at your disposal to live victoriously here. So behold, he told Moses, he said, I have made you God over Pharaoh. So God, he said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. Power to become. The original purpose of God in Genesis 1 hasn't changed.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org for more.